If you cross the bridge over the Bayou Teche into the town of Brobridge, a few hours by car from New Orleans, and stroll a couple of blocks along Bridge Street, you'll come to the Café des Amis. Go there on a Saturday morning, and you can eat beignets and crawfish bisque and listen to Thomas Big Hat Fields and his foot-stomping Zydeco band. You will dance, even if you don't know how, and forget your troubles for an hour or two. That's what some evacuees from New Orleans did this weekend. NPR's Christopher Joyce was there and has the story.
My name is Dicky Bro. I was born here in Brobridge. Grew up in Iberia Parish. I'm an owner-partner in the Café des Amis here in downtown Brobridge.
Bro's a compact man, light on his feet, wearing a crisp white shirt. He started the Zydeco breakfast 7 years ago. Between dances, women come up now and then to give Dicky a kiss on the cheek.
The thing that makes it work here is the fact that the dancers show up every Saturday, and the performance is the musicians and the dancers. And then the visitors come from literally all over the world.
Today, many of those visitors are refugees from New Orleans. People who've left homes behind and come here because they knew somebody or knew somebody who knew somebody. Ricky Planche lived in the city's French Quarter.
You know, when I come here and I hear the music and I'm with people from New Orleans and all over, as we are in the Quarter, then it feels like home.
Planche got out with her mother, and that's about all.
A picture of my mother and father when they were married, the most precious things I had. All the things that were big problems before this storm are so small. I just hope that we can find all the people we love. Willie Smith sweeps in front of our street and has for the last 15 years. And our trash man and Metastas Grocery, where we all get our little groceries biked down from. And if you need to cash a check or you forget your money and you just sign an IOU and say, I'll be back later with the money, honey. You know, it's good to say these things because after you say them, you feel better because tomorrow's going to be better.
The dance floor is too small to swing a cat, but the dancers seem to have a sixth sense about where they are. Manny Calmes and Whitney Coulon sit and watch. She says it took her 2 days to convince Coulon to abandon his home and come here. Now they're in what's known as Acadiana, drinking mimosas.
I know very little Lafayette. I used to date a girl from here back in 38, 39.
We've never seen Cajun dancing or anything. We're from New Orleans, and I've never seen anything like this. And it really is enjoyable. I just wish we could get up there and do it with them.
I had major back surgery a few years ago, and I have trouble standing up. I have a walker. I can walk without it, but I look like Groucho Marx. I used to love to dance.
Whitney and I have been friends over 40 years. He's a widower, and I'm a widow.
How many and years?
About 40 years.
I'm not that old.
People come up and ask you if you're from New Orleans. They've opened their homes to refugees and raised their spirits. Wayne Boudreau lived in the city and works for the Hilton Hotel there. He weathered the hurricane, but left when the water rose. People he didn't even know took him in.
So we came on down. We were fed by the most wonderful people in the world. New Iberia. And these folks here, the lady in black, Suzette, they've been entertaining us and showing us the local culture. You know, we're from around New Orleans, but this is really the hardcore, you know, Acadiana. And we've had a great time. We feel fortunate.
Boudreau hopes to go back to New Orleans. Others here aren't so sure. Ricky Planche already has a new job at a bank in Lafayette.
New Orleans and Lafayette have the same spirit, the same joie de vivre, love of life, the same appreciation of music and the culture here. So I think they're the two most similar cities in the state. And I've always loved Lafayette when I visited, so I'm looking forward to my new home. I have a map. It's a little hard to get around, but other than that, it's not a big thing.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Brobridge, Louisiana.